Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is your Weather Week with meteorologists Kelly Bayern and Joseph Dames.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Podcast. It is Wednesday, February 24th, and we're here to give you the rest of the forecast this week. I've got our weekend meteorologist, Joseph Dames, on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, good morning to everyone. Not a bad day today. Today is our Wednesday, but the rest of the week might be a little wet.
Yeah, a little wet, a little stormy even. So do enjoy this Wednesday. It's going to be sunny. We're going to be dry the entire day. And a lot of sunshine out there. I'm liking it. I think we've been stuck in some rain showers since the weekend. A little chilly, too. This morning, we did start off with some freezing fog in spots that did make it icy through parts of Clackamas County. But we're recording this right before lunch, and things are really shaping up. It's real nice outside, mostly sunny right now.
Yeah, you know, I was looking back this weekend at how many cloudy days we've had this February, and we've had a big chunk of February where it's been pretty overcast. So I think just getting this little window of sunshine really helps. It feels really good out there when we get that window, in winter especially.
Yeah, I think one of the areas that has seen a lot of action is the mountains. I believe it was either Monday or Tuesday when we saw some incredible wind speeds up on Mount Hood Meadows. They're reporting some gusts at the highest chairlift, you know, right around 7,000 feet of about 90 miles per hour. So both resorts, Timberline and Meadows, shut down. You just can't really ski safely up there. So they were like, we are not opening. Today we're going to take a break and suspend operations for today. Of course, this Wednesday, beautiful conditions up there. But, you know, over 7 feet of new snow just in the last 2 weeks for our mountains.
Oh, gosh, that's so great. Yeah, we were looking at, you know, some of the basins, and our snowpack just like shot up in that short period of time. And that's why. And we have more snow on the way as well. So I think the mountains are going to do pretty good. But who wants to be up there when the wind is blowing 80, 90 miles per hour? I mean, that's just vicious.
Yeah, it is. It just gets a little scary up there. So I'm glad they made that call. I know it's tough when there is money on the lines. Both of those resorts are local businesses. So, but to keep people safe, it was smart to do so. I do see some conditions worsening once again as we head into the next couple of days. So both Thursday and Friday, we're expecting to see more significant snow up in the mountains. It's going to be pretty impactful. And even down to our passes, we could see some heavy snowfall that makes it very tough, even impossible to drive over. I see the worst conditions likely on Thursday night. So, Joseph, you've been tracking some models too. What is moving on in as we head into tomorrow?
Yeah, we have a front later on in the day, and I think that's going to help initiate some rain showers for the valley, but more so the snowfall for the mountains. And the wind's pretty gusty as well. So I know the National Weather Service has a winter storm watch up for the Cascades. We'll see what that transitions into, if they end up, you know, moving that into a winter storm warning or what. But, you know, as that front comes in, it's going to give you the kind of a boost, you could say a jolt, and that's going to bring in some significant snowfall again for the mountains. So by the time we head into the weekend, I think that's going to be the prime time to get up there and do some skiing and snowboarding, because I think the action slows down a little bit. But man, I think Thursday is going to be pretty busy up there once again, and maybe even gusty. Hopefully not too 80 and 90 miles per hour where they have to shut things down, but it looks like it's going to be a little breezy up there.
Yeah,
especially when that front kind of gets close by.
Definitely. I think the winter storm watch does include wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour,
and oh no.
Yeah, so I think there may be, you know, a couple lifts at least that don't operate with these winds, but we'll see how strong they get, especially higher up on the mountains. Much of the resort sits kind of at about 6,000 feet, so a little lower down the mountain, winds can be a little lighter. But, you know, just through the passes around 4,000 feet, both Santiam and Willamette passes too that sit a little higher, we are expecting to see gusty winds throughout the valley, the mountains. So it's going to be very snowy up there, very windy, very tough to drive. I see the hardest snow, the most snow falling through Thursday night into Friday morning. So very tough travel for folks, you know, getting out of town, hitting the roads or the passes. Thursday night just looking very dicey.
Yeah, this is going to be it's going to be busy here as well, but it's going to be more, you know, there's more of an impact up on the mountains. I think there's going to be somewhere around 10 to 12, 20 inches of snowfall, 20 on the higher end, of course, higher elevations there. But snow levels, I think, are going down to about 2,000, 2,500 feet.
Yeah.
At some points. So not quite down to the low elevations, but pretty low. So that means the ski resorts are all going to be seeing snowfall, you know, all of them. So it should be helpful. To just keep the ski season going.
Exactly. And, you know, the weekend does give us some better conditions, too. So after we see that major snow Thursday and Friday, things do kind of calm down over the weekend. So I see some better conditions, especially on Sunday, when we'll clear things out and see some lighter winds, just some better, less stormy conditions up there for folks who do want to hit the mountains. So keep that in mind. I think the weekend kind of shapes up nicely after this storm. But let's focus more on the valley heading into tomorrow and Friday. We're back to rain showers.
Yeah, and temperatures probably in the mid-40s, so I don't expect us to get too warm. Maybe upper 40s, pushing 50, but it's slightly below average, but I don't think we're going to get too warm and mild yet. I mean, really, this whole month has been kind of below average and chilly. I haven't checked out our average temperatures, but... yeah, rain, I think, arrives late morning tomorrow, maybe in the morning. Did you have the good timing on that? But I think the wettest part of the day is, again, you know, midday, early afternoon.
Yeah, I saw some showers trickling in throughout the early morning, but I don't see much of those heavier showers arriving until we hit, you know, those later morning hours as folks are commuting to work. And then we'll likely see the chance for some heavy passing showers through the afternoon. And that just continues into Friday, too.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it slows down. And like we mentioned, it should start tapering off by, I think, Saturday. But, you know, that gives us a big chunk of time there where it's going to be cloudy again.
Yeah.
And wet.
Yeah, I think showers tend to be very hit or miss, too. So there will be some pockets of moderate, maybe even heavy rain showers that pass by and then we're dry again. You know, it could be one of those setups where you're asking the sky, what are you doing? You know, it could be, you know, cloudy and
pick
dry.
Something.
Yeah, even a little sunny. We could get some blue sky breaks and then it's just showering on you. So expect that as we head into the next couple of days. I think there will be some hit or miss showers, possibly even a few sun breaks on Friday, too. So we'll continue to watch that. It does still look like it dries out going into Saturday. And much of the weekend, I do have mainly dry. Also, not really seeing any snow in the forecast either, which I think is something we're happy about after the winter storm we saw a couple weeks ago that still have people out of power across the valley.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
I know.
I mean, I can. It was a lot of things were going on, and that was very... I mean, all that ice, it just does so much damage, but it's been a while. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
Areas of Clackamas County really getting hit with that and still seeing those impacts. Most of those customers with that power are across Clackamas County. So we are constantly updating that on the news front here on coin.com. So I'm good to keep up on that. But yeah, in terms of weather, it's just a bit stormy as we finish out the work week. A little better over the weekends. We talked about heavy mountain snow. That's really all I can think about. Anything else fun about the weather that you've noticed?
I wouldn't say I have anything fun, but I don't think we're at a major risk for flooding at this point in time. I know that maybe there's a couple rivers out there that might push up, especially Southwest Washington there. We had some problems over the weekend towards the Wakayakum and Pacific counties there north of Astoria. But other than that... We'll get a decent dose, but I don't have any major flooding problems. Did you see anything like that?
No, I did notice down the valley some rivers near Roseburg also a little at risk, but things have kind of tapered off. We haven't really seen a massive warming, which would, you know, kind of initiate more concern. But yeah, something that we'll keep watching. And I think as we head into springtime and we start to get more snow melt, especially with this very heavy season of snowfall, we could see a few more issues. And we're almost to March, you know. I think spring is about 23, maybe 22 days away. So things are changing here quickly.
Yeah, it's getting close. I guess here's something fun. I'm looking at like extended temperatures, and like I see a couple days, maybe in early March, where it's trying to push to 60 degrees. We'll see if we get there, but that would be a nice little warm up for us. But that's so far out. I'd be surprised if this is going to come true. But
yeah,
it's been so cold lately, and it's been 40s. Like a 60 degree day would probably feel like summer at this point.
That's t-shirt weather. My perfect temperature is 64 degrees. So
you've done this. You've done your homework on that?
Yep, I have. That is t-shirt weather for me. So hope we can get there, you know, early March. We'll see.
We really need to focus on our first 64 degree day then.
Yeah. Can't wait. Likely in March there. All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap up the podcast here. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next Monday with your forecast.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.